If you have children in your life, you probably want to keep them safe and healthy. And judging by the advertising that continues to show up on screens and in print, that means plenty of antibacterial everything in your house, car, purse, you name it. The problem is that science just doesn't agree. University of British Columbia professor Brett Finley certainly doesn't. He's the co-author of Let Them Eat Dirt. He's in Hawaii this week and in our studio right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's not just, we should say, the antibacterial stuff. It's also the whole issue over how many antibiotics a child, you know, should be given. But the bottom line of it seems to be that we're just beginning to understand how we may, in fact, through all the good intentions, be undercutting a child's immune system.
Yeah. For the last 125 years, we've been on this kick to get rid of microbes that cause disease, which are called germs. And we've done a really good job of this. So we've gotten rid of most of the infections that, kids normally have. So we brought in sanitation, antibiotics, vaccines, clean water, garbage disposal. And that worked really well. And I think we should be proud of that. But I think we've now reached what I call a hygiene hangover. We are getting too clean. And in our effort to get rid of these bad microbes, things like antibiotics, which kill good and bad microbes equally, what we realize is we're actually depriving our bodies and the microbes that we've evolved with through the human history. And we're actually depriving kids of the natural microbes they would normally encounter. And what the science is now telling us, this actually has effect on how the kids develop and their general health and disease. And this is impacting what we call Western society diseases such as asthma and obesity and allergies and autism and inflammatory bowel disease. I mean, just look around the world. What diseases do we have? They're these. And ironically, in just about all cases, there are links to the microbial involvement in that. And so this hyper-clean world we live in, we now realize that, well, it's worked for getting rid of the germs, but we've now gone too far. And these kids don't get the microbes they should have.
In trying to replenish them, we have had other efforts to do that, too, as if suddenly we know exactly which microbes they need to have. I mean, we're all watching sort of the whole probiotic wave happening, mm-hmm. too. Why is that not effective?
Well, I think probiotics were designed to be something that's safe, but they don't necessarily have to work. And they're not regulated by the FDA, so they're not standard drugs. So pretty much anything we claim to be a probiotic. Probiotic is just a live microbe. But often they're not taken from the body site that they're meant for. You know, often they're vaginal microbes going, putting in the gut. And most probiotics you have to take in a billion to 10 billion a day. They don't stick. They don't form part of the community. So I think we just haven't added the right microbes yet. I think the concept that in a sense, it's good. We realize we're depriving our microbes, but we don't have the right microbes to fix them yet. So maybe we shouldn't deprive them in the first place.
So let's talk about, you know, this simple stuff. Maybe stop using all the antibiotics as much. I mean, kids have, what, on average, about 10 or 11 courses of antibiotics right. by the time that they reach college age?
Yeah. So antibiotics are a wonder drug. They have saved countless people's lives due to bacterial infections. The problem with antibiotics is they kill both the germs and the normal microbes. And so we know that when you take antibiotics, especially early in life, it has drastic effects on all the microbes in you. And this repeated insult to these microbes shifts your microbes away from a healthy way. So if you take antibiotics in the first year of life, you have a much higher chance of becoming asthmatic, of becoming obese, of becoming diabetic. And so we realize these things are having a profound effect. They also affect the health or the weight gains. And we use them in agriculture to increase weight. And there's some thought that the increased antibiotic use increases child weight, too. So they're a great drug if you're dying of a bacterial infection. But if you have a viral ear infection, which antibiotics don't work, you know, maybe when the doctor says go home and wait a day and we'll see what happens, there's a reason for that. And if you do need them, use them. But you don't need them for many things that we do use them now for.
The other thing that you could do very quickly is just eschew all the antibacterial stuff that we're told we need to have. Triclosan doesn't work. Mm-hmm. That's been shown. But this idea seeming to feed into the need to be clean as opposed to understanding that, as you say, being too clean, in fact, depresses the immune system mm-hmm. and can undercut it. You know, there are a lot of people who are marketing all kinds of stuff who just don't want to hear that.
Of course. I mean, every bottle of Purell says kills 99% germs. Well, it kills 99% of all microbes. And the FDA has now stopped that because there's no data to say that worked. I mean, good old-fashioned soap and water once a day before you eat dinner is going to do as much good as washing your kids 100 times a day with Purell. And the problem with washing them all the time with Purell is you take the good microbes off the kids' hands, and they're then the bad ones can crawl in too. So, yeah, I think the idea of bubble wrapping our children and don't let them encounter anything in the world. Let's keep them clean. You see where it came from, if clean is good, cleaner is better. We now realize that's not necessarily true, and we're depriving our kids of the natural microbes they need, and all these things like hand sanitizers are contributing to this.
The bottom line, I hear you say, is just, for heaven's sake, use some common sense. But common sense has not necessarily been walking lockstep with a lot of innovation and what we have seen particularly coming from the pharmaceutical corner.
That's very true, and it's hard to program common sense at times in the world, but we know in the last 5 to 7 years, up until then, we thought cleaner's better. And we didn't really think anything about all the microbes we were killing, and we just didn't really think of it. But study after study after study is now coming out overwhelmingly showing that we are doing damage by doing this. And, whether common sense or not, the data says that we shouldn't be doing this if we want to be healthy.
So especially for new parents, relax. If the binky goes on the floor, so what? Give it a little wash off. Or I've seen moms pop it into their own mouths before they put it back.
There's a great study on that about binky use, that if you put it in your own mouth and then in the kid's mouth as opposed to wash it off, if you put it in your own mouth, those kids will have less rates of asthma, obesity, and diabetes just by the simple fact of putting it in your own mouth. And so a lot of what we try and do in the book is give parents common sense tips that – yeah, don't freak out. Kids, we have an immune system, and it's really important for the kids to use this thing. And ironically, by not exposing them to these things, they don't get to use it. And, then that causes big problems down the line.
So let them play in the mud. It's okay.
Well, if you watch a kid in action, what do? They try and put every possible thing they can into their mouth. If that was so bad for them, we would have evolved not to do that. So I think, let kids be kids. They're going to do this, and let them chew on a bit of dirt.
All right. We'll leave it there at that moment. Thank you. And here's to greater microbes for our kids.
Love your microbes. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Brett Finley is the co-author with Marie-Claire Arrieta of Let Them Eat Dirt, Saving Your Child from an Over-Sanitized World. Dr. Finley also serves as a distinguished professor at the University of British Columbia and is a world leader on bacterial infections and microbes. He'll be speaking tomorrow night at UH Manoa. Details are on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.